Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Coming off an exciting Vikings win, they moved to 2-1 after beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Detroit Lions are next, the Vikings. Three straight divisional games, and this one is number one. But before we get to that, we have questions. So let's get to work. Question number one comes from Peter in Montana. What do you see as the biggest difference in Keenum's play between week two and week three? Skol Vikes. Well, we got to cut Keenum a break for his first start. That was at Pittsburgh, on the road, on a short week, and he didn't know he was starting until Sunday. This week against Tampa, it was much different. He was at home, he knew he was starting on Friday, and Tampa's defense, quite frankly, not quite as stout as Pittsburgh. On top of all that, Keenum had a game of experience from which he could learn coming off of the Pittsburgh game. Case Keenum looked really sharp, and he proved he can get the Vikings through the stretch of Bradford's injury. The next question comes from John. My favorite play of the day? 45-yard pass to Thielen. The offensive line making a wall and pushing to the right of Case. Dominant play. Yes, and a dominant day by the Vikings offensive line. Another solid outing by Dalvin Cook, and we want to give him a ton of credit. He had 97 yards rushing and a bunch of receiving yards, but it's not possible without the Minnesota Moving Company. That group, much maligned last year, they've bounced back in solid form in 2017. The third question comes from Curtis. We won the race, first to 21 points. That's right, it's one of my favorite stats in the Mike Zimmer era. With our win over Tampa Bay this week, the Vikings are now 22-3 when they score 21 points or more with Mike Zimmer. The Vikings scored four touchdowns, two more by Stephon Diggs. One of them a really tough catch in the end zone. It's been awesome to watch him play the way he's played this season. Thielen is hot. Kyle Rudolph didn't get many touches, but he's got a touchdown this season. The Vikings offense at home is rolling, and if they get to 21 points, the Vikings are going to win. The next question comes from Nick in Virginia. I think Andrew Sendejo is the most underrated player on the team. He hits hard and is a ball hawk. What are your thoughts on his season so far? I love hearing that, Nick, because every offseason I have to defend Sendejo from people who want us to get rid of him, yet every year he comes back and is a solid starter in Mike Zimmer's defense. He even had an interception against Tampa Bay on Sunday, one of three Vikings picks on the day. Here's the thing with Sendejo. No, he's not a Pro Bowl player every single year. He's never been to a Pro Bowl, but he has synergy with Harrison Smith, and he knows Mike Zimmer's defense. There's a lot of value in that. The next question comes from Paul in Las Vegas. Two really nice home wins for our Vikings. I am looking ahead to nine more at home. That would be a NFL record and a Super Bowl win. Am I getting a little bit too excited? Maybe a little bit, Paul, but I mean, it's a lot of fun to think about. No team has ever played at home in a Super Bowl. That's putting the cart before the horse. This is a week-to-week league. I think we are the best evidence of that after our loss in Pittsburgh last week and the way we beat Tampa Bay this week. Week-to-week league, got to take these games 1 week at a time, but it is fun to look ahead. The Vikings have no bragging rights until they beat teams like Green Bay, Kansas City, Atlanta, Seattle, and so forth, like they are beating the Bucks. Geez, Al, take it easy. We can only beat the teams that they put in front of us. Here's the good news. We have a chance to satisfy you because we have two games against Green Bay this year, and we play Atlanta on the road. Those will be really good tests for our squad. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We'll be back, of course, next week with another edition, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and you could be in next week's Pick Six. In the meantime, tons of great content, as always, on Vikings.com to keep you busy. This week, Xavier Rhodes wired. How did he shut down Mike Evans? You'll get to find out as you go inside the helmet with Xavier. That'll be coming up later this week on Vikings.com. See you later.